Brilliant. Thank you, Lily. That was beautifully read. So, right. I have a question for you, and I have a mic. Okay. So I'm going to take one answer from an adult and one answer from a child, young person. We'll go with it. So, to you lovely lot in front of me, what do you think it means to be a child? Go on then, Lily, your hand was up first.
To be a young person.
Yeah. We'll do one more.
To be in early stages of our life.
Oh, I like that.
To be a child and how innocent we were.
Okay, and with those of you who may have answered that, you know, inwardly, keep hold of that as I continue into the message. So, we've learned about kind of what makes up a church, which is good, and the big main focus is the people. So you guys, me, Napo and Becky, okay? We can come to church and lead a service if we have no one to lead it to. So, you know, people are key. So in Matthew 19:13-15, it says, "Let the children come to me." And what does that look like? So when reading this, we can easily interpret this as "let the littlies come to me." So just these guys in front of us and some babies at the back. Which, yes, in part is true. But personally, not quite sure that's the whole story. So, could Jesus be telling us that we need to have more of a childlike mind? So we need to go back into our innocence, youthfulness. So what does that look like? Let's take a look. Most of us know that the children find it easier to trust others. Do you guys find it easy to trust people? Yeah, mummies and daddies, friends. Yeah? Proof. and they're open-minded to the different and new experiences. Like, we had our new song, and you guys were eager to learn it and embrace it. So we can see the children here in our church so open-hearted to all the members of the congregation. I've been here just over a month now, and I've seen you guys be so loving and caring to those of you in the congregation. I mean, I think on my first Sunday I came and Lily was sat with someone that wasn't Brenda. And, you know, and that happens so regularly in this church. And it's such a blessing. So in their groups, I've also seen them soaking up God's word like a sponge and really kind of putting the Bible to this modern world, which isn't easy. We see the children and young people of this church hungry for God and the work. They are so excited about the calling he has on their lives. This gives us an opportunity to learn from the children and young people of our church and look into our own hearts and our own minds. Let's take a minute to ask God what he's planning for our journeys with him. Let's let go of our pride. Let's take a step out of our comfort zone, just like these children do on a regular basis. So yes, Jesus wants all his children to come to him, but not just these guys. We are all God's children. However old or however young we feel, We're his children and he takes care of us. He wants us to run to him with our arms open and our minds ready to receive from him. He has so many exciting opportunities for us, both individually and for us as people of this church. So let's receive the Holy Spirit. Let God and Jesus nurture us by keeping us topped up, using our sandcastle as an illustration. So let's receive the Spirit. Let us be open to the plans he has for us. And let's all be God's children and come to him with childlike minds. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much that you love us so much. That we can come to you in whatever state we're at and you will receive us with open arms. Father, help us to really come to you with a fresh perspective, with childlike minds, so that we can be the best for you. Amen.